Silhouette, a haunting at St. Scholastica's College. True Philippine Ghost Stories Podcast, Episode 5. This episode serves as a companion to Silhouette, written by Patricia S. Savano, featured in True Philippine Ghost Stories Book 1, pages 26 to 29. It aims to enrich your reading experience while respecting the intellectual property of the author and publisher. This analysis and retelling honor the spirit of the original work while adhering to copyright guidelines.
What if a seemingly innocent photograph could unveil a chilling mystery? In the historic halls of St. Scholastica's College in Manila, a routine backstage celebration became a ghost story for the ages. A mysterious figure, a headless silhouette, appeared in a photo, sending shockwaves through the campus. But this was only the beginning. The story didn't end with the photograph. The spirit made its presence known once more, in a dream, with an eerie warning. Was it a sign of danger, a plea for help, or something more sinister? I'm Mark, and you're listening to True Philippine Ghost Stories Podcast. Today's tale, Silhouette, written by Patricia S. Savano, invites us to explore the thin line between history and haunting, between coincidence and destiny. Let's unravel this chilling mystery together. St. Scholastica's College, a school with a haunted past. St. Scholastica's College in Manila stands as one of the Philippines' most enduring institutions. Established in 1906, its reputation as a prestigious all-girls Catholic school is matched only by the weight of its history. During World War II, the campus served as a refuge for soldiers. But the horrors of war leave marks deeper than rubble. Bombs may destroy walls, but trauma leaves scars on the soul, and sometimes these scars manifest in the most unexpected ways. One such scar seems to linger in the little theater, nestled within the school's high school building. This small but beloved venue was a hub of artistic expression for the students, particularly the culasses, a term of endearment for Saint Serve students. But for Patricia S. Savano and her classmates, it became the epicenter of a ghostly encounter that would haunt their memories long after graduation. The backstage celebration and the picture that changed everything. I interviewed Sean Scott, destroyer and writer around about humor, which is his. It was Patricia's senior year, and her classmate, who also happened to be the director of the theater group, had brought much pride to their batch. Their final production had been a resounding success, earning admiration from students and faculty alike. Naturally, a backstage celebration followed, filled with laughter, music, and camaraderie. In the age before smartphones and digital cameras, preserving memories meant snapping photos on film. That evening, cameras clicked away, immortalizing the joyous chaos of young performers basking in their triumph. But one photograph would stand out from the rest, not because of the smiles, but because of the uninvited guest captured within. This photograph was taken with my glance on a pedestal of a building within. When the film was developed and the pictures circulated, one particular photo sent chills down everyone's spines. In it, the students posed happily for the camera. But between two girls was a faint, hazy silhouette. The figure appeared headless, yet a dress floated in midair, glowing faintly, as if lit by an otherworldly source. No feet touched the ground. The image spread quickly across campus. Students debated whether it was a prank, a technical glitch, or something supernatural. Some suggested the silhouette was merely a trick of light, but attempts to blow up the photograph only heightened its eerie clarity. The headless figure seemed to embody suffering, as though its mere presence carried the weight of unspoken pain. Patricia and her classmates were shaken. To calm their fears, the theater group arranged for the little theater to be blessed by a priest. Yet the unease lingered. What was the story behind this ghostly visitor? Could it have been a restless spirit tied to the theater's history, or to the war-torn past of St. Scholastica's College itself? Here is our story. A haunting dream. Months passed. Patricia graduated, leaving behind the hallowed halls of St. Sko. She retreated to the province for a relaxing break before diving into the adult world. She thought the strange events were behind her, but the silhouette wasn't finished with her yet. One afternoon, Patricia fell into a deep sleep during a siesta. In her dream, she stood at the foot of an old wooden bridge. The air was thick with mist, and towering pine trees loomed over her, their shadows dancing like specters in the twilight. The sky above was an intense inky blue, as though painted with cray pus. At the far end of the bridge stood the silhouette from the photograph. This time, it wasn't headless. Patricia could clearly see her face. A young woman with serene yet sorrowful features. She wore the same dress as before, and her presence radiated an unearthly energy. Patricia felt compelled to cross the bridge, ignoring the chasm below. With every step, the wood creaked beneath her feet. She refused to look down, focusing instead on the figure waiting for her. When she finally reached the other side, the woman began to speak. Her voice was soft, yet urgent, filled with a sense of warning. Patricia couldn't recall every word, but one message was clear. Do not go to the Hindu seminar. Forget the seminar. The dream ended abruptly. Patricia woke up gasping for air, her heart racing. The dream was so vivid, so unsettling, that it lingered in her mind for days. She remembered seeing an ad for a Hindu seminar in the newspaper, and had even planned to attend it with a friend. But the dream changed everything. Why was the spirit warning her against the seminar? Was it merely a coincidence, or did the ghost know something Patricia didn't? The unanswered mystery. Patricia never attended the seminar. Shortly afterward, she landed her first job and became immersed in her new career. The silhouette never appeared in her dreams again, leaving Patricia with more questions than answers. Was the spirit protecting her, or was it simply seeking acknowledgement, a moment of connection, before fading into the ether? I reached for the human, came across a bloody knife. The story ends on an ambiguous note, leaving readers to wonder about the true nature of the haunting and whether the spirit still lingers in the little theater, waiting for its next opportunity to be seen. Sir Howard Spence, myself, had a boss. Patricia's story is not the first to feature a spirit captured on film. Ghost photographs have long fascinated and terrified people worldwide. In 1975, the famous church ghost photograph, taken in North Yorkshire, England, showed a hooded figure standing ominously in a church pew. Like Patricia's story, the photograph was examined and deemed authentic by experts, deepening the mystery. In Filipino folklore, spirits appearing in photographs are often interpreted as signs of unresolved business. The ghost may be seeking help, validation, or simply a moment to be remembered. Dreams have a special significance in Filipino culture. They are seen as a bridge between the living and the spirit world, a medium through which the dead can communicate with the living. Stories of warning dreams abound, often involving ancestors or loved ones, urging dreamers to avoid danger. In Patricia's case, the spirit's warning against the seminar remains unexplained. Could it have been a metaphorical danger, rather than a literal one? Perhaps the seminar symbolized a path that would have led Patricia away from her destiny. Patricia S. Savano's story succeeds because of its relatability and its subtle use of horror. Here are some key elements that make it compelling. 1. Atmosphere. The historic setting of St. Scholastica's College adds depth to the story. The juxtaposition of a lively backstage celebration with the chilling revelation of the photograph creates a stark contrast that heightens the horror. Ambiguity. The story leaves much to the imagination, allowing readers to draw their own conclusions. Was the silhouette a residual haunting, or an intelligent spirit reaching out? 3. Cultural resonance. The themes of history, trauma, and spiritual intervention resonate deeply within Filipino culture, where the past and the supernatural are often intertwined. Don't suppose for a moment I would suddenly do something terrible with a technology borrowed from the future. The next story in True Philippine Ghost Stories Book 1 is The Shadow of a Capre, written by Geralan Cardiz. Like Geralan Cardiz delves into the theme of spirits tied to specific locations. While Patricia's story focuses on the lingering effects of historical trauma, the Capre said to haunt large trees. The Capre describes the likes of death, living ghosts, and large trees. Both stories highlight the Filipino belief in spirits tied to specific spaces, whether man-made or natural. They remind us that the unseen world often intersects with our own in ways we cannot fully comprehend.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's essential prenatal multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Surely people can't be jealous. Silhouette is a haunting tale of mystery, history, and unspoken warnings. It invites us to question the nature of spirits, their connection to the past, and their role in shaping our choices. When the two friends meet later, they share an emotionalizing meal with our... What would you do if a ghost appeared in your photograph or in your dreams? Would you heed its warnings, or would you dismiss them as mere coincidence? What would you do if somebody emailed you, hell, and told you they were photographing you? Thank you for joining me for this episode of True's Philippine Ghost Stories podcast. Be sure to follow and subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoy this story, share it with your friends, and enable auto downloads to support the show. You should not be surprised by the nature of this story. Life is full of drama, errors, and adversities, and no one returns from the other side. Next time, we'll explore The Shadow of a Capre by Geralan Cardiz, a story that delves into the folklore of one of the Philippines' most feared mythical beings. Until then, I'm Mark, reminding you to keep your eyes open and your cameras ready. The spirits of the past might just be watching. Rating, 4 out of 5 stars. An intriguing tale with a lingering mystery, though it leaves readers craving more closure about the ghost's identity and motives. The story, Silhouette, by Patricia S. Savano, is an intriguing entry in True Philippine Ghost Stories Book 1. While undeniably chilling and thought-provoking, certain aspects of the story leave room for improvement. Let me break down why I rated it 4 out of 5 stars. 1. A. Haunting atmosphere and vivid imagery. 1 star. Patricia's storytelling shines in her use of vivid imagery. From the serene yet sorrowful figure in the photograph to the inky blue sky and misty air of the dream sequence, the descriptions pull readers into the haunting mood of the narrative. The setting of St. Scholastica's College, with its historical ties to World War II, adds layers of depth and authenticity to the tale. The description of the dream, especially the wooden bridge surrounded by towering pine trees, is atmospheric and memorable. The ghost headless silhouette in the photograph is an image that lingers, perfectly embodying the eerie allure of ghost stories. B. Relatable and personal. 1 star. The story's personal tone makes it easy to connect with. Patricia's account as a student, the excitement of a theatre production, and the casual nature of a backstage celebration give the story a sense of realism before the ghostly element creeps in. This relatability enhances the story's emotional impact, as readers can easily imagine themselves in Patricia's shoes, and this is probably the first time that there are any female lesbians mentioned. D. Filipino cultural and historical roots, 1 star. The narrative's grounding in Filipino culture and history adds a layer of significance. St. Scholasticus College's role as a World War II sanctuary lends plausibility to the presence of restless spirits. The blessing of the Little Theater is also a culturally significant response, reflecting Filipino traditions of addressing supernatural occurrences through faith. D. The Ambiguous Warning, 1 star. The spirit's warning against attending the Hindu seminar elevates the story from a simple haunting to a more complex mystery. The ambiguity of the warning invites readers to ponder its meaning. Was the ghost protecting Patricia, or was it tied to something darker? This unanswered question lingers in the mind, making the story memorable. 2. Weaknesses. -1 star. A. Lack of resolution. -0.5 star. Things are changing. Things are getting better. We are just resolving our murder. While the open-ended nature of the story is part of its charm, it can also be frustrating. The ghost's origins are never explained, and we're left wondering why it appeared in the photograph, or why it targeted Patricia specifically. Who was the spirit in the photograph? Was it a victim of World War II, or someone connected to the Little Theater? Why was Patricia chosen to receive the warning in her dream? Without answers, the story feels incomplete, leaving readers with more questions than satisfying conclusions. It's minest opportunities for deeper exploration. 1.1. Is slowly distance inherently tempting? 1.2. Missed opportunities for deeper exploration. -2.5. Why? -2. The story hints at fascinating connections between the ghost, the theater, and the seminar, but doesn't explore them fully. For example, what if Tom might have been a prisoner of the seminar himself at one point? What danger did the seminar pose? Was it spiritual, physical, or symbolic? Why did the spirit use the photograph and the dream as its mediums of communication? By leaving these threads underdeveloped, the story misses an opportunity to delve deeper into the ghost's motives and significance. 3. Why not 5 stars? To achieve a perfect 5/5, a story must balance atmosphere, cultural resonance, and narrative depth with a sense of resolution or deeper exploration. While Silhouette succeeds in creating a memorable and eerie experience, its lack of resolution and underdeveloped elements prevent it from reaching its full potential. Overall, Silhouette earns a solid 4/5. It is a chilling and culturally rich story that leaves a lasting impression. However, its lack of resolution and missed opportunities for deeper narrative exploration hold it back from perfection. 1. Haunting atmosphere and vivid imagery. 1.2. My setting in the night. 2. Relatable and personal. 1. 3. Filipino cultural and historical roots. 1. 4. The ambiguous warning. 1. 5. Lack of resolution. -0.5. 6. Missed opportunities for exploration. -0.5. Final score, 4/5. Would you agree with this rating, or do you think the story deserves more or less? Let us know. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we dive into The Shadow of a Capre by Gerilyn Cardiz, a story that delves into the mysterious world of the Capre, a mythical giant said to haunt large trees. Don't miss it.